The multi-billion dollar aid package signed off by President Biden includes some $15 billion in military aid to Israel. The president said the security of Israel is critical and he'll always make sure that Israel has what it needs to defend itself against Iran and the terrorists it supports. The aid bill comes as Israel continues to plan an invasion of Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering. And despite the Biden administration repeatedly saying it will oppose such an invasion without a plan to protect civilians, here's US National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan saying Washington expects in-person talks to take place relatively soon with Israeli officials about any Rafah ground offensive. As he said, the US remains opposed to such an assault.
What I can tell you is the US position has been clear on this. I've stated it from this podium. The president has spoken to it. And we've had very detailed discussions with the Israelis as recently as last week by secure video to talk through not just our concerns, but our view that there is a different way to go about dealing with the Hamas threat in Rafah and succeeding in ensuring the long-term defense and security of Israel. We are still in those conversations and we will still continue to press our perspective.
US National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. For more, I'm joined by Sebastian Usher, Middle East analyst for BBC World. And good morning, Sebastian, and thank you for joining us. The US position is clear, Jake Sullivan says. There is a different way to go. But how advanced now is it understood Israeli plans are to enter Rafah?
I mean, I think it's still an open question when and possibly even if such an incursion is going to take place. But the latest we've been hearing from Israel, from the Prime Minister's office, is that it's moving ahead and preparations seem to be being made in terms of trying to provide shelter for a large proportion of those displaced Palestinians who are in Rafah. As you were saying, more than 1 million Palestinians who've been displaced from other parts of Gaza are there. It's the southernmost city. It's the last place you can go, basically, in Gaza, down to the south, before you cross into Egypt. And Egypt, as we know, has not allowed a large number of Palestinians to leave the enclave. I mean, the latest we're hearing in practical terms is that Israel is preparing a large number of tents. Around 40,000 tents have reportedly been bought, able to house between 10 to 12 people, each of them. And that is what Israel is hoping to be able to put many of the Palestinians who are there in order to avoid the large number of casualties that is expected if it goes in with a full-scale incursion. And as you were saying, and as we were hearing, the US is very opposed to that. Whether this would satisfy the US is an open question. I mean, when you were saying in the introduction there that the US has been clear about this, I mean, I think one can say that it's clear in its opposition to a full, as we're saying, invasion into Rafah, but it's not clear what the alternative is that the US is discussing with Israel, whether this idea of trying to evacuate the large majority of people from there first, which is where Israel seems to be going at the moment, would satisfy the Biden administration.
And that tented village that, you know, there are reports the Israelis are putting in place, the reports are that that is located in Khan Yunis, which is what? Is it about 5 kilometres north of Rafah?
That's right. I mean, Khan Yunis was the real focus for several months of the Israeli battle against Hamas. It's virtually destroyed. I mean, we were seeing just a couple of weeks ago when Israel pulled out its troops from the south of Gaza that the residents started to go back and to see what was left of their homes, and many of them found absolutely nothing there, just rubble, and weren't really even able to stay there. They left. We haven't had it absolutely for sure, but there are satellite images, as you say, from Khan Yunis of some of these tents. I mean, it's hard to see exactly where and how Israel would be able to move this large number of people. And when this has been mooted in the past, the issue that Palestinians have in particular is that even if they do move, they don't feel safe, they don't feel secure where they go. I mean, one is to do with that they might still get caught up in a bombardment from Israel, but the other is, of course, the living conditions where they are. Now, there has been an improvement, definitely, in aid going into Gaza in the last few weeks, but there still isn't anything near enough to deal with that number of people and, you know, all the problems of disease, of lack of food, lack of water are there. So, I mean, whatever Israel does, if it does go through with what it says is necessary to achieve its full victory over Hamas, the point being, according to the Israeli government and the military, that what's left of Hamas's fighting capacity, four battalions and possibly thousands of other fighters are in Rafah now, that it's going to cause huge, huge issues again. And just one other thing very briefly, I mean, they're talking about going to Rafah, but at the moment we're seeing another battle that started again up in North Gaza. So even if Israel were to go through with this and to defeat in its terms Hamas there, that doesn't mean that Hamas isn't going to pop up again in other places, as we're seeing in the north at the moment, which would lead to other major kind of bombardments and battles again.
And Sebastian, we were talking earlier to one of the aid agencies, Trukra, about these mass graves that have been found in the two hospitals, Al-Shifa and Nasser. Can you shed any further light? Because, you know, the UN and others have reported that some of the bodies are wearing medical uniforms. Some people have had their hands bound and so on.
Yes, I mean, those details were reported by the UN yesterday, which gives some credence to the claims by Palestinians on the ground that these were mass graves that the Israelis were responsible for. I mean, the Israelis, as you remember, they targeted those particular hospitals, the major hospitals in Gaza, because they said that's where Hamas had established new HQs, that in order, again, to defeat Hamas, they had to go in. And Israel, you know, stressed all the time that they did everything they could to avoid extra casualties, killing civilians. I mean, that clearly wasn't entirely the case in any terms, but Israel has continued to say that these bodies were already being buried by the Palestinians themselves before they went in and carried on afterwards. It still isn't clear quite what the situation is with that. I mean, these are claims and counterclaims, but the numbers are big. I mean, we're talking more than 300 bodies have so far been uncovered.
Sebastian Usher, Middle East analyst for BBC World, thank you.